Welcome to another episode on Word for Today. This is for everyone who wants to become a better version of themselves. We are grateful for listeners like you. So let's get right into it. Hi everyone, this is Word for Today, Fumilayi Adekoji speaking. Okay, so as I continue on the series of gratitude, I'd like to share in this episode on the characteristics of ungrateful people or the attributes that defines ingratitude. Gratitude is a choice. You can either be grateful or continue to live your life full of complaints. You know, when we look at how grateful and ungrateful people live their lives, we see some attributes that defines, you know, these two categories. It is Tommy Newberry that says that gratitude is a conviction, a practice, and a discipline. I'd like you to think on that. So let me quickly share on six characteristics of ungrateful people. Number one, they feel they only have to be thankful for the biggest things. You know, in a way, ungrateful people sometimes feel they are not cordial enough, you know, as they should be, but because of their inflated ego, they realize or they believe that the act of giving thanks should be limited. You know, why should they give thanks for something very small and minute? That is their belief. You know, ungrateful people don't always see themselves as ungrateful. They believe that their gratitude is worth much more than small favors done unto them. So they believe, and that is the way they live their lives, that they should only be grateful, they should deem it favor when big thing is done for them. This is the lesson. Never wait for big favor before you show gratitude. Be thankful for those little things you can see today in your life. When you are grateful for those small things, then the big things will come to you. And number two, ungrateful people most oftentimes are disconnected from God. You know, when we spend time with God, it gives us peace. It reassures us of a better tomorrow. When you commune with Him, you read His word, you can't help but be grateful. You know, I remember the children of Israel, they complained in the wilderness because they were not connected with God. They heard God's word through Moses, who was God's mouthpiece to them. They did not know God by themselves. You know, so it was easy to be ungrateful. Whenever you do not see anything good in your life, begin to ask yourself, am I still connected with God? Number three, they overindulge or consume too much media. Is your life too busy and bombarded with modern culture and all that it entails? Constant touch of our fingers on our phone everywhere we go. You know, the problem with the world today is that there is too much noise. There is always something going on. You can turn on the news, scroll online, you know, look through the social media and find dozens of different things to worry and stress about. Watching excessive media is not even good for your mind. All this noise blocks our ability to find peace and joy in the present moment. And we end up becoming, you know, people who worry about everything. Finding the ability to express gratitude feels impossible when exposing yourself to the weight of this world and its problems. You need to be careful on how you feed your mind and what you feed your mind with. Number four, they have never been told no. You know, how do you raise a child that becomes an ungrateful adult? The answer is very simple. Just give them everything they ask for and never let them hear the word no. You know, when a person never has to feel that anything they want is unattainable, then everything loses its value. They do not only lose value for money, they lose value for gifts, they lose value for friends, they lose value for relationships, they lose value for time. You know, they believe that everything should be theirs, no matter what. And anyone that, you know, denies them is committing a crime against their humanity. And number five, ungrateful people feel entitled. My God, this is a big one for me.
You know, it's hard to be thankful for something when you feel it's rightfully yours. This is the mindset that most ungrateful people have. They don't want to show gratitude towards anything given to them because they believe it's rightfully theirs. They can, because it's their right. And you know, it's very easy even to be entitled towards your family members. Very, very easy. Maybe they show you an act of kindness, you feel, well, he's my brother, it's my sister, it's my husband, yeah, so he should do it for me. That is entitlement. It is not a good attitude. Never be caught in that trap. I'd like to say again that nobody owes you anything. Any act of kindness you receive from anyone should be appreciated, no matter how small. To us parents, let us teach our children, no matter how young they are, to show appreciation to every act of kindness done to them. And with doing this, we are making the world a better place. And number 6, ungrateful people are very demanding. You know, they are the demanding ones in every relationship. As long as you're fulfilling, you know, a purpose in their lives, maintain that relationship. They are friends with you. But once you have served that purpose, or maybe they ask for help, and at that particular point in time, you couldn't meet that need, they will not hesitate to cut the ties. That is a high level of ingratitude. I'd like you to introspect and see if you have any of these characteristics in your life. You know, this may be major hindrances to your progress. Decide to make conscious improvements from today and commit to being a grateful person. Let me know in the comment section what is your biggest takeaway from these characteristics. And we will continue in the next episode.
Keep winning and have an amazing day.